And if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out the steak.
Knives. Huh? Steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you say, I have to go
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes,
you get dried them.
Or to get the suds off, she...
They rinsed them.
Okay, so you say she does what? After she washes them, then she...
Rinses them.
Huh?
Rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you wash
this towel.
Huh?
This towel.
What about when you're drying them?
Oh, you mean a wash rag, you call that. Same thing with you wash yourself with, you wash dishes, call it wash rag, and the towel is what to dry them with.
What about to dry yourself with?
It's a towel, too.
And you want to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth. To keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a...
funnel?
And if an electric lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new...
light bulb.
And to carry the clothes out to hang them on the line, you carry out in a clothes...
hamper. Basket. Hamper. My regulation is where you kept your dirty clothes until washed up.
And what do people make out of sugar cane?
Syrup or molasses, a lot of them call it.
What's the difference?
No difference that I know of.
Molasses?
Molasses and syrup, in my opinion, the same thing.
Do you ever hear them call long sweetening and short sweetening? Do you ever see anybody make syrup out of sugar cane?
No. There was quite a bit of it in the eastern part of the county at one time, but not anymore. They don't even grow sugar cane here anymore.
If you wanted to buy some molasses or syrup, what would it come in?
Can?
Did you ever hear of a stand?
Stand?
Uh-huh. Stand of molasses or a stand of lard? And something that flour would come in?
Sack?
Huh?
Sack?
What would that be made out of?
Oh, I don't know. It was a sort of I don't know what kind of material it was.
Some kind of cloth?
Yeah, it would hold the flour. And I have a lot of made underwear out of these sacks.
What about nowadays if you went to the store and bought something, the grocer would put it in a
bag
made out of
paper.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Well, I would think a sack would be more or less a cloth material.
Okay. What did bees used to come in?
Sacks.
What did you call it, that rough brown material?
Oh, they called them, I've heard a dozen different names. Toe sack, croaker sacks, feed sack.
What would you probably call it?
Just sack.
And if you wanted to take some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount that you could take at one time?
I've never had any experience taking any corn to the mill.
Do you ever hear the expression of turn of corn?
That's a measure of corn, isn't it?
How much?
I don't know.
You mean like 2,000 pounds or something?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I have no idea. Maybe corn was measured by the bushel, you know, but mm-hmm. I've heard that other. What'd you kind?
Turn.
I don't know what kind of measure it would be, though, if that's what it was.